AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Terrorism charges are likely to be filed against a 26-year-old in an alleged attack on a high-speed train in France last Friday. AP's Lori Hinnett reports that a French-American, Mark McGullion, was the first to take on the gunman.
His wife told Europe One Radio that he is among the heroes in this story, even though his role is less well-known. What happened after he sprinted toward the gunman, he did try to take the gun away from him, but then was shot. The gunman went on and was ultimately tackled and subdued by three American friends and a British businessman.
McGullion, who was the most severely wounded, is expected to recover. After yesterday's worldwide sell-off, stock traders are in a buying mood. Today's rally sparked in part by China cutting a key interest rate to spur its sagging economy. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says people who have money in the market should buckle in and not make any major moves right now.
You have to watch from a distance, and probably means you shouldn't really be doing anything with your portfolio. You should be invested for the long run.
The Dow is up 238 points with a couple of hours left in trading. Tropical Storm Erica's maximum sustained winds, 45 miles an hour, as it approaches the Leeward Islands. That includes Montserrat, Antigua, Barbuda, St. Kitts, and Nevis. National Hurricane Center chief forecaster James Franklin says, however, the storm really should be stronger than it is.
It's a little bit of a mystery, actually, why it's struggling so badly today. The wind shear is not very strong over the system right now. Obviously, the atmosphere is not favoring the development of thunderstorm activity right now.
The National Zoo says panda mom Mei Shan is not letting keepers swap in her smaller newborn cub for feeding, leaving keepers to care for that cub on their own. This is AP. Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush tells a crowd of veterans at a meeting in Englewood, Colorado, he has the record of getting things done.
I know how to take complex problems and fix them. I'm not a talker, I'm a doer. There's a lot of really good talkers running for president. And there's one in particular I'm thinking of.
Bush has been going after Donald Trump as of late. Yesterday, he called his immigration plan as unrealistic, not based in reality, and too expensive. An aged Volkswagen van once owned by assisted suicide advocate Jack Kevorkian is up for sale at a Detroit pawn shop. American jewelry and loan owner Les Gold tells WJBK-TV he thinks it will sell for about $40,000, even though the vehicle no longer runs. Kevorkian, who died in 2011, often used that van to transport the bodies of people who killed themselves with his help to hospital emergency rooms. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.